Hey there, Radicalites. Welcome back to Radicalize Me. In this little special edition bonus, I'd like to respond to an article, which is a response to a letter, which is a response to general leftist reluctance to vote for Biden. I'll say right off the bat that I consider myself a libertarian socialist. I believe in anarchist and anti-fascist organizing principles, mutual aid. You know this, right? I interview activists on the show. Radicalize Me was designed to be about what you can do outside of elections. But I'm voting for Joe Biden, and I think you should too. I hate the system. I want to tear down this system and put something much better in place. But that's a process, folks. A whole to-do, if you will. We have to do some building before we simply get rid of the current order, right? And we are. We're doing great. We haven't had a real leftist movement in this country since the Cold Wars. Solidarity forever. We have a growing list of leftists in Congress because of, you know, Justice Democrats and DSA and these types of groups. We have organizations like BLM and Sunrise, mutual aid groups everywhere. You know, they're small, but like they're everywhere. This is I've never seen this happen before. Massive protests, a ton of leftist content creators, you know, that's what I'm trying to do here. And you think all of this is gonna go away because of one presidential changeover? It's very possible that we'll lose a little momentum. All right, it happens. All big projects have setbacks. But if you think that little of our movement, if you have that little faith in it, I don't know why you're here. By fixating on the potential for people to give up, you're making excuses for when things get hard. And that makes me think it'll be you, Mr. Strawman, who actually quits when the going gets tough. The going gets tough. You know what could be really tough? A second Trump term. He won't hold back at all. He'll be fully mask off, yeah, right? With the things for the COVID. Do you know what happens to leftists under fascist authoritarian regimes? They fucking kill us. First, they came for the communists. You ever hear that? But Joe, I'm not a communist. Doesn't matter. To the right, we're all communist. If you're left of Mitt Romney, you're a communist and an Antifa and a jerk. All right, so let's get to this article. This one, the one I'm commenting on here is called "Don't Support Biden Even Against Trump." All right, so you know what side it's on now. This is from newpolitics.com or something. And again, this is a response to a another article or letter called "Open Letter: Dump Trump, Then Battle Biden." From Common Dreams. And that's written by Noam Chomsky, Barbara Ehrenreich, and two other people, and signed by 51 other progressive writers and activists. All right, now I'm not trying to appeal to authority by coming down on like Chomsky and Ehrenreich's side. It's just that I happen to agree with them. Because I want to start by saying both pieces suck. Neither one really provides any evidence or context. And I don't find either one particularly convincing. I made up my mind before I read these. But I do think that Dump Trump is at least based on reasonable assumptions. All right, so here's a quote from Dump Trump. How does Trump lose? Trump loses only if Biden, however distasteful he may be, wins. And how does Biden win? Biden wins if he gets more votes than Trump in swing states so that his electoral college count is higher than Trump's. That's it. That's the reality, right? Building a leftist movement where there is none is a decades-long process. All right, we've come a long way in the 20 years or so that I've been aware. But here we are again at another presidential election. And we have two bad options. Pick the lesser evil, yes, again, and keep working. We have to be realists. We have to be consequentialists. I'm going with Vosh on this one. Now, the Don't Support Biden article, on the other hand, is every bit as incoherent and all over the place as every other time I hear this argument. All right, so we start out. Given the horrendous nature of Trump and his regime, we understand why the signers have taken this position. Nevertheless, we reject the letter's call for leftists to vote Biden as a lesser evil. A lefter evil. Okay, so I find it a little silly that they go out of their way to say they understand the position right before they reject it, but that's fine. You actually don't have to agree with a position to understand it. However, I'm telling you now, at no point do they actually explain why the authors of the other piece are wrong. All right, and to be charitable one more time, I'm going to read this next part of the, Don't Support Biden article. Quote, to portray those who insist on the political independence of the left as fastidious purists who only want to keep their hands clean misrepresents what we have said and believe. All right, let me condense that and repeat. So it is misrepresentative to say that we're just purists. That's not really what we're saying or what we believe. And that is fair. I think all that purity bullshit is a cudgel that liberals and centrists use against the left. They said it during the primaries too, which is really stupid because it's a fucking primary. And I don't think anyone, much less Noam Chomsky, should be using that line of argument. That's just anti-leftism. Now, here's where I diverge with this article. Quote, we are not okay with four more years of Trump, end quote. Well, this is the whole problem. There is literally one viable option to avoid four more years of Trump. If you're not okay with four more years of Trump, you know what to do. Quote, our differences are not about purity, but how to most effectively combat Trump and the right-wing forces he represents, end quote. Again, I don't love the purity scolding, but this sentence is basically their thesis statement, and they never back this up. They say they want to effectively combat the right wing, but they never say how. Like, I definitely understand getting salty when people tell you to just vote. By the way, maybe I'll link to it, but yeah, go to YouTube and check out Nicholas Black and his video Just Vote. It's hilarious. But yeah, just voting is not enough. But I don't understand how sitting back and letting the right wing seize all branches of government combats the right wing. Now, no joke, the next three paragraphs are pretty much a list of bad things about Biden, which all of us are aware of. And normally that's fine. You can write an article about Biden's negative traits. It's been done, so it's kind of boring, but sure, go for it. I agree. But you accomplish nothing when you say voting for Biden doesn't effectively combat the right wing and then just list bad things about Biden. You're not serving your argument. Don't vote for Biden. It'll make it harder to fight the right wing. Why? All the shit you already know. Okay, great. All right, skipping ahead a little bit. Quote, instead, a vote for Biden in any state is not just a vote to get rid of Trump, but also a vote for a corporate military agenda and a vote to do next to nothing about the climate crisis, end quote. Okay, corporate military agenda happens either way, all right? So no matter how you vote, I guess you're voting for it, right? There's no way around that right now, and that's just another one of the things that we have to keep working on. Now, next to nothing on climate is a start compared to the absolute nothing and often active harm of the Trump administration. And look, Biden will do some harm there too, I'm sure. But climate action is clearly going to require a ton of pressure on government either way. We might as well start with less of a handicap. Quote, even without a raving sociopath like Trump, even with Biden in the White House, the threat from the far right will intensify. That threat can be met only by mobilizing a militant, democratic, independent left, both in the street and at the polls. This is a daunting task, but it is made much more difficult by again rallying the bulk of the existing left in support of the Democrats. How? Voting doesn't take that long. Even if you're in one of those like all day nightmare lines, which is terrible. But it's still just one day. This article has still not provided any evidence to support the claim that the mobilization will be harder when we elect Democrats than if we have Republicans and Trump in office. Quote, to bar the way to an authoritarian coup or a nascent fascist movement, we advocate direct action, confrontation, and civil disobedience on a massive scale, and the formation of an independent political party of the left. I mean, yeah, fine, but again, like, none of this is specific. I still have no idea how they plan to do any of this, and why they think it'll be easier under Trump than Biden. I'm not getting this. Quote, dump Trump, then battle Biden, says the letter, in effect calling on the left to stand back and stand by during the election, then reemerge to continue the fight. End quote. It's a cute Trump parallel there, but this is pretty misleading, first of all, about what the Chomsky letter was saying. It never says to stand back or stop for now and then continue later. Do it. Do all the stuff. I dare you. Do it now. Do it right up until the election. Right up against it. Take an hour-long break to vote and get lunch and hydrate and then get right back to it. Okay? Is that what you need to hear? Don't stop the work. Don't stop the protests. Don't stop criticizing Biden. I won't either. Quote, but this fight will continue to be undermined by the stubborn, irrational belief that the Democrats are the only possible alternative to the right, a belief reinforced by supporting Biden in this election. Again, how? And even if that's the case, your choice not to vote for Biden is not going to create the change you want. The Democrats don't care if you or I don't vote for them. They won't notice. I'll say this. FDR didn't start out as like a warrior for the working class. You know, he was all right in that area, but it was really only after the unions threatened to stop supporting the Democrats that he shaped up and did some new dealing. You know, that's something. That's a real impact. If you have an organization the party relies on, you can move some mountains. Here, okay, let's get hypothetical. If we work together on, say, the People's Party, right, the Movement for a People's Party, which has made more progress in the last 4 years than I expected, honestly. So if we really build that thing up and keep the cranks out of it, stop hanging around with fucking Tulsi Gabbard and Jimmy Dore, please, or even elect some Green Party candidates somewhere, then we're on to something, okay? Then, maybe as 2024 or 2028 approaches, again, this is all a long process, and you know, there is momentum. Don't give up because it's hard. But as 2024 or 28 approaches, maybe we say, hey, Democrats, now we have somewhere to go. Now we have an alternative to offer people. So if you don't get it together and do it our way, we're gone. And we're taking this chunk of your base with us. All your base are belong to us.
All your base are belong to us.
Will that work? I don't know. But it's a better goal than just disparate people here and there refusing to vote for the Democrat every 4 years. If you're listening to this, why don't you run for office? There's no rules anymore, you know? Hey, you want to talk about the good outcomes of the Trump presidency? Any asshole can run for office, right? So like a humble past or like not being a white Christian, like doesn't really, the shit doesn't matter anymore. There's all kinds of people in government. AOC was a bartender. Ilhan Omar is a Somali Muslim immigrant. Did you ever think someone like that could win in the U.S.? Go for it. Maybe I'll vote for you. Quote, the Democratic Party shares with the Republicans, if not equal responsibility. So we agree. If not equal responsibility, then a great deal of it for this abomination. Trump is certainly far worse than Biden. Again, we agree. But Biden is no alternative. He's literally the only alternative right now. Right? Step by step, day by day, baby. Friends, I'm really not trying to tell you what to do. I'm just tired of these baseless arguments. Right? I get into these conversations with people and they send me like a fucking article like this that says nothing. It's just like, oh, Biden did bad things. Like, yeah, I know. I fucking weighed the goddamn options. And then, you know, I will respond to these articles that people send me. And then they just come back with another list of what's bad about Biden. It's like, dude, like, you stick to the argument that you're making, right? If you think that organizing will be harder under Biden than it is under Trump, then say that and fucking show me something that backs it up. Because the way I see it, again, long process. We've been doing this, all right? There's been leftist factions here and there, but we're starting to build it up. We're starting to come together, and there's a lot more happening now. A lot of the sort of the radicalization, or, you know, semi-radicalization of some people, of a bunch of people that's happening under Trump, is a continuation of what happened under Obama Biden or Bush or earlier. You know, like, it's a continuation of processes that started before Trump, right? Just like Trump himself is a result of those years, but so is the left, right? Bernie first ran for president when? 2016. Who was president until 2017? Fucking Obama, okay? So, like, don't tell me that shit's only, you know, going. There's only wheels turning because we have a fascist for people to react to. All right? It's not like that. We had a fucking neoliberal, boring guy before Trump. And I agree that led to Trump, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about building movements and whether you can, or how able you will be to do that building and do that organizing under Democrats or under the Republicans. All right? Bernie Sanders. And then the whole fucking slew of down ballot candidates that he inspired. AOC, Ayanna Pressley, Rashida Tlaib, like, all these people, man. Black Lives Matter started under Obama, in the middle of the Obama years, 2013. So it's not going to go away. It might get a little bit difficult. We got to push a little bit, but, like, do it. Just do it.
Just do it.
All right. I just said I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but I just said do it. But what I mean, let's be honest, there's an outcome I want from saying all this. I just wanted to get this out there before the election day, so that, if some of you are on the fence, maybe I'll turn you around, bring you over to the goal-oriented side of the left here, okay? Let's not just complain. Let's do some shit.